This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We pay enough attention to what Jay Powell and the gang do, heaven knows, but the question is, no, not when the Fed's going to start cutting rates, though that is a question. The real question for actual real people in this economy is, why should we care? Why should economic civilians, for want of a better word, care whether and when and by how much the Fed is likely to cut rates, or raise them, for that matter? And why, oh, why do we spend so much time parsing Chair Jay Powell's every word, trying to figure out what he is thinking? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
All these words that come out of a Fed meeting and press conference, they can seem like some secret language meant only for investors and economists.
What the Fed does, often it'll sound like, you know, the wizard behind the curtain, and it's just this abstract 25 basis points, whatever is that.
That's former Fed economist Claudia Somm.
The decisions made by the Federal Open Market Committee, they affect all of our lives. If you're someone trying to buy a home, if you're a small business trying to get a loan, it matters to you. The interest rates are high.
How soon and how much borrowing costs come down could determine whether your company can buy you a new computer or your adult kids can afford a first home. The Fed's interest rate machinations can also be seen as a kind of weather report, says Sam Stovall at CFRA Research.
What does the Fed know that we don't about the overall economy?
Stovall says the pace and number of rate cuts could be telling.
If the Fed does cut 4, 5, 6 times between now and the end of the year, that many rate cuts probably implies that the economy is headed for a recession and not a mild one.
Investors have a good reason to try and predict the exact timing and magnitude of rate cuts, says Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial.
The market tries to assess every word. And why? Because they make money on it.
For stock and bond investors, that means knowing when to hold and when to fold as interest rates change. Sam Stovall says without the Fed's statements and dot plots and all the rest to analyze, he'd have less to do.
Why would my company need somebody like me if nobody is going to be anticipating anything? The market tends to react most violently opposite unanticipated events.
So the better we understand the Fed, the less economic uncertainty there'll be. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.